We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And Joe, you know.
Hey, before we go on, could I add something to our last discussion?
Yeah.
These two agents, there was a military staffer there who overheard them and was taking notes by what he heard. He said, quote, by taking him out, they were meant removing him from office by any means necessary. They were triggered by Trump and General Flynn's vision for the world. This was the first all-hands staff meeting. They got to see Trump's national security team, and they were upset all through the briefing. Anytime Flynn said something they didn't like about America First, they were especially mad over the idea of Trump, of the intelligence community was targeting Trump because the daring to question the Biden family corruption and election interference. And there's a lot more from Tom Fitton, President of Judicial Watch. They've had FOIA, FOIA request in, and the deep state has been dragging their feet. So same thing, resisting. We're learning stuff years later than we should, because everything has been stonewalled and every piece of information is being very hard fought for.
Well, you see, remember, okay, first of all, for 8 years when Obama was in there, we told people on this radio program, do you see what he's doing now? Do you see what he was doing now? We saw him. Remember, 11 four-star generals, patriots, real military men. Obama purged them, got them out, replaced them with bootlickers. Now, we were telling
and
people,
he was taking bureaucrats, professionals at different levels, putting in political hacks in their positions. And I'm not thrilled with bureaucrats, but he took out at least people who had knowledge of the different things going on in their department. And these were higher-ups, heads of departments, and he replaced them with political operatives.
Yeah,
you can't
remember,
run a government with political operatives.
Department of Education with known pedophiles.
Yeah.
He would, and so, and there was over, 260 field rage officers that were taken
Christian
out.
Conservatives, by my count.
Yeah, now, what these guys did, when they said that, remember, you had Peter Strzok, remember, and Andrew McCabe, and that woman, I'm trying to remember her name. How they all came out and said, we've got to take him down. We've got to remove him. That's treason. That is treason.
It is. That's the exact definition, you know.
And Bill Barr.
By any means possible is what they said, quote.
You know,
that was a quote, by any means possible.
It makes me sick when they put Bill Barr on Fox News and give him legitimacy. This guy was a traitor. He was as much a traitor as you could get. And so now he's out there trying to walk back some of what he did. But here, again, this is deep state targeting of Trump. And, again, there shouldn't be a lawsuit. I mean, there should be criminal charges against these people.
Well, I would think, yeah, because to me it was treason. They're betraying their commander. If you know, it's one of those things, if you were a holdover and you disagree with the President of the United States, it's your duty to stand up and say, you know, I can't work for you, I disagree with your policy, I can't carry out your orders or, you know, your directions in my department, so therefore I must resign. This is what people with honor and integrity do, not try to commit treason and see that the president gets taken out. This is not America. Like you said, it's a banana republic.
Well, remember, JFK wanted to defund the CIA, and you saw what happened to him. Remember, Ronald Reagan wanted to defund the CIA, and they tried to kill him. Okay.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump talked about defunding the CIA.
And they've gone after him big time, right?
Yeah.
They haven't been able to assassinate him, but they've sure tried to destroy him politically, financially, you name it, reputation.
Remember what Chuckie Schumer said? You know, Chuck, you know, the very, very, very corrupt Chuckie Schumer, how if you mess with the intelligence agencies, they've got six ways to Sunday to get you. In other words, they belong to us. They're the corrupt agencies, the corrupt FBI. We have corrupted them to the bone. They are so corrupt now that they're simply a branch of the Democratic Communist Party. And that's the reality.
It's a very, very sad reality, very sad truth in America, but it's what we're up against. And what was it, Patrick Henry, he had a statement about, I have to know the truth and the whole truth, because if I don't, I won't know what to do to fight it, to handle it, how to deal with it. I'm paraphrasing. But got to know the truth, because then I can do something about it.
Right. And you have that crazy New York Attorney General Letitia James pushing for total Trump ban for real estate industry. This is unbelievable.
Right, destroy him. See, it's not just we want him to lose the election. We want to destroy our enemy, destroy him financially, destroy him politically, destroy him in the news so that nobody wants anything to do with him. These people are cruel, mean, evil. It's one thing to defeat an opponent, whether it's a boxing match, a debate, even a political campaign. But to try and destroy people, that is definitely not the American way.
This is an article out of the Gateway Pundit, and it says a radical Marxist, New York Attorney General Letitia James, pushing for President Trump to be banned from the real estate industry in Tuesday's court filing. Now, Letitia James is seeking $370 million in damages when there is no victim in this fraud case. And she is also seeking to ban President Trump, the legitimate president of the United States, and his sons from operating any business in New York. She accused President Trump, the legitimate president of the United States, of inflating his assets and defrauding leaders and insurance companies. James originally sought $250 million in damages from Trump. In addition to increasing the amount of damages, this very, very corrupt Marxist attorney general, she wants Trump to pay. Letitia James is seeking a lifetime ban for him from the real estate industry. In November, when we get Trump back in office, these people are going to be running for cover, aren't they?
They're going to be ducking, covering, hiding. They're going to continue the lies and the deceit, because that's all they can do at that point, right?
Right. Well, every one of these banks said there was nothing there was no corruption at all. There was nothing illegal that anything Trump did. Every one of these banks said that they were in no way defrauded, so there was no victims. Everybody said that they were very pleased with the deals that they were making with Trump. Here, it's unbelievable. So here's what she says. Donald Trump, this was an excerpt from Newsweek, should be banned for life from the real estate industry, according to Letitia James. Colleen Fardy, a lawyer in James' office, submitted a letter to the judge in Trump's New York fraud case requesting that the stop Trump forever working in the real estate industry. In her letter, Fardy informed Engoron, this is another one. This is a corrupt judge that forbid Trump's lawyer from speaking in the courtroom. And not only that, this is a guy that was before there was a trial, before one day there was any trial was telling everybody that Trump was guilty, okay, about the appeal court decision in the case of Martin Scorsese, nicknamed Pharma Bro by the media, who had been banned for life from the pharmaceutical industry. She noted that Scorsese also fined more than $60 million. So according to Faraday, New York State Executive Law 6312, which were used in the New York Attorney General's lawsuit against both Trump and Scorsese. You know, we've got to get Trump back in office. We got to get an actual real attorney general, a legitimate, not a crook, not a Merrick Garland, someone who's a legitimate, someone who will take it all and be honest, have at least some honesty, and go after people like
her.
Well,
I think some of those departments need to be totally, you know, eliminated and rebuilt in different ways, in different forms by different people, where they have to have a major shakedown of the entire top tier in the organization. This is going to be a huge, major undertaking to save this country.
How many times has Merrick Garland, Chris Wray, and Mariakas, how many times have those three alone been caught lying to Congress? How many times have these congressmen said, you're lying under oath to us, okay?
I can't count that far.
And the problem...
I'm being facetious, but I mean it's time and time and time and time again.
Yep. And the problem is Merrick Garland is not going to prosecute himself, so we don't have a Department of Justice. We simply don't have one. And until we get him out of there, okay, there, and get a real attorney general in there, they should go after Merrick Garland and Chris Wray. Those are for treason. They were all a part of a coup. So... All right, we have an article here. Child sex offenders murder convict captured trying to enter U.S. illegally. As the number of illegal immigrants descending in the U.S. increases, Border Patrol agents at the southern border have made significant arrests of child sex offenders and convicted murderer captured this week attempting to cross into the country. Oh, there are literally tens of thousands of these sex offenders. These are Obama's boys. These are Joe Obama's boys. Bringing them in here. Here are these two. These were convicted sex offenders. Rapists. Okay. Here. Come in. But you know, there's no real story here. These are just two of thousands that have been brought into this country. Here's another one here. This one here is good news because there's a little bit of justice. They're in Georgia, Joe. Georgia's Senate Ethics Committee passes bill to remove Raffensperger from the Board of Elections. Everything Donald Trump said was true. Remember? Raffensperger, remember, he said that he had hired three companies that to look into the integrity of the election. And he lied. All three companies denied that they were ever even hired, okay? And grant the board authority to investigate him. Now, via Bisley, the Georgia Senate Ethics Committee has passed a bill that would remove Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger from the Board of Elections and grant the board authority to investigate him for election law violations. It's about time. The bill will be voted on by the full Senate in the coming weeks and should pass both houses easily. The bill will also allow the BOE to investigate local election officials as well. More importantly, the board would have the power to hire their own investigators as opposed to relying on the Secretary of State's office to do so. That would, right there...
That would really be the key, wouldn't it?
Well, those 14 people that Big Fanny is trying to prosecute, that would eliminate that case altogether, okay? Because everything Trump had told him was true about, here he goes on to say, Georgia's Secretary of State could find himself under investigation by the State Board of Elections under the terms of legislation proposed in Georgia's Senate. The bill, 358, would give the Board of Elections the power to investigate both Secretary of State, local elections officials, and how those officials conduct elections. It also gives the board the power to hire its own investigators instead of relying on the Secretary of State's office to conduct. Senator Max Burns, a Republican from Sylvania, chairs the Senate Ethics Committee. He is also a sponsor of the bill. He said that the bill was driven at least in part by a debate among Board of Elections members last year. Last year in December, meeting of the State Election Board, there was some discussion about whether or not the board had responsibility and oversight in the Secretary of State and on the office of the Secretary of State and their elections divisions. Burns said the split was a split on that was 2-2. Burns told his colleagues on the Senate Ethics Committee that the legislation was requested by members of the Board of Elections. We received communications from members of the Board of Elections and then the chair of the State Election Board. He said, so the chair of the State of Election Board, in a letter to the Honorable John Burns, Speaker of the House, and the Honorable Burt Jones, Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, requested that the legislation clarify the responsibility of the State of Election and its role in the oversight. In other words, there were a few honest people there. A few honest people. And so Raffensperger got caught. Remember, he said that he had hired those, he got a full review, and they did an accurate account. And all three of those organizations said they were never hired, and that was not true at all. And so there you go. That's called election fraud.
Would we say that, Proverbs 29, verse 12, if a ruler hearkens to lies, all his servants are wicked.
Absolutely.
Just the Bible has quite a few of those about the, you know, what is it, Isaiah 59:4, none calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. And boy, are we seeing that in spades, right?
Boy, you're not kidding about that. Here's an article, Joe, that's important, which we've known for a long time. Have you noticed how there hardly seems to be anything left? I'm not a lot in the news today about Ukraine. Ex-Pentagon advisor McGregor says at least 400 Americans have died in the Ukraine. Well, you haven't heard a word of that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, have you?
No, you certainly don't hear that. And there's so much that's going on over there that's just kind of, it's not leading news anymore. There's much happening, but very few places are covering it. And I don't know. It just, I think they want us to, you know, forget the money. You know, it'll come up when there's money. Stories will break out. But in the meantime, it's anti-Israel. We've got to stop Israel from destroying Hamas, and we've got to make Israel bend to our will. In fact, there's a big story out how Biden is trying to really undermine President Netanyahu. He's doing everything he can to, that's kind of like the Israeli Donald Trump. They are trying to destroy him, and the American government is doing their best to get him out of office and put in somebody more like Biden, which Israel does not need, neither do we.
Well, you know, what he's doing out there, he's giving you the impression above board that, look, we support Israel, but below the scenes, he's doing exactly the opposite. He pumped all that money. He freed all that money, you know. Trump had Iran down to $4 billion. And since Biden lifted all the sanctions, now Iran has made $70 billion, $70 billion with oil sales and everything because of Joe Biden, and tons of that, a lot of that money is going right into Hamas. And so There you go.
Some days are just, it's a crazy world. I saw something tonight. There was a video in California, and it showed dozens of migrants leaping out at a place called Yacumba, California, near the border wall. Two big SUVs pull up, drop off of dozens of people. Now, Fox Nation had a guy down there, Bud Knapp, and he was following, taking pictures, and when they realized it, they turned and ran. They were dropped off very close to the wall. They were all dressed with nice new sweatshirts and clean pants and nice shoes. And when they realized there was somebody who saw them, they started running. The SUVs led, but they were able later to find out that most of this group were military-age men, most of them very athletic, from China, Turkey, Brazil,
these are soldiers.
And India.
Are soldiers. They're plainclothes soldiers. This is special operations.
That's what these guys, that's what he's saying. They look like they were very, they look like athletes. They were all military age. And it was, watching the pictures, I would agree. I mean, they didn't look like
a bunch of poor immigrants. Joe Obama started bringing them in as soon as he got in office. He tore the fence down, and he's listening to the Chinese, his Chinese commanders telling him, keep the border open. Let my people in, keep, and that's what he did. He started bringing them in large numbers. We told you that there were at least 45,000 Chinese nationals. And they're coming in here very well supplied. You know, they're not like the others. They're coming in with money, with, you know, wearing good clothes. They're very well taken care of when they're brought in here.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you look at these pictures, you know, you think of somebody traveling a long way. They get out of very big, expensive SUVs like you would see government officials in, right? The big, expensive types. And nobody had dirty pants. They, you know, there was nothing ragtag at all. All brand-new clothing. I mean, you could see this whole film. And anybody that looked like, okay, something's wrong with this picture, it looked like a bunch of black ops guys going somewhere on a mission dressed as civilians is what it looked like.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe. Okay, when a civil war starts, would you want to know who the enemy is and where they live?
Boy, I would. I sure would.
Okay, Joe, so remember when I would tell people, folks, remember those who had Biden signs in the yard. Those people, remember, in your neighborhood. Those
keep
people
an eye
that
on
had.
Them.
Well, no, I didn't say be nasty to them. I didn't say
hurt. No, you said keep an eye on them, not be nasty
right.
to them.
That's what I said. I says mark them. Mark them, because if the shooting starts, you need to know who your enemies are. And they're pushing for a civil war. And I'm still telling people out there, remember those, okay? I told them back then when the yard signs were still out, and as we have an election this year, they're going to try to keep us from having an election. I mean, the communists, the word is, the rumble is that there will be no election. They will stop the election. Of course, our side says, no, we're going to have an election. And so we'll, you know, we're going to see, but I'm hoping and praying we don't end up in a civil war, but they're pushing for one.
I think they want to see people start fighting, because then they can declare martial law. They can say there's a real insurrection with these MAGA people, and they can shut down the election. That's what's up.
Absolutely.
So we can't take the bait. We can't really start doing it, because that's what'll happen. They'll go to the military and say this is an insurrection, and right now all the big commanders in the military are on Biden's side, from what I see. We don't have too many of our people there anymore.
No, I was telling you that Obama purged them. Remember, for 8 years.
Yep.
We
did
told
it.
You
one
you
by see. One. We gave names and ranks and everything, if I recall.
Absolutely. And there was one general.
By the way, on this border thing that I just mentioned, the northern border crossings now in the last 3 months have smashed figure for several previous years all of a sudden. And they're not Canadians coming down. There were about 3,900 encounters coming in since the end of October through the northern border. And they are, a lot of them were Mexican nationals. So the Border Patrol agents, remember, were sent from the north to the south. So the northern border is open. So there are probably four or five times that many gotaways up there, because there are no agents patrolling the border at the north.
Right. Well, don't
forget.
And
as the weather gets better, I bet the number will increase, right?
Remember, going all the way back, going back right after 9/11, we were telling people about the Muslim Islamic training camps. These are terrorist training camps right here in America. And back in those days, right after, there wasn't long after 9/11, we knew of 90. There were 90. In fact, we sent out DVDs, a lot of DVDs to people out there, and showing them right where a lot of these camps are, okay? You got them right in Ohio. Well, see, we're telling people right now what is happening. NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, they know this too. But they're working with the Communist Party. There's an unholy alliance. There's an unholy alliance between the Communist and Radical Islam against Christians and Jews. And this is why Joe Obama, when he comes out there and he tries to demonize all of 80 million Americans, Trump supporters, when he comes out and tries to demonize, he knows the vast majority of those would be considered at least professing Christians. And so that's the reality of where we're at. But it's we have so many people in this country that have for so long been so indoctrinated by what is called the mainstream media, they're sitting and waiting. And they've been so taught, like Pavlov's dog, that you can't believe anything until the media tells you you can believe it now.
And the biggest liar in town is the mainstream, what they call it, the lamestream media. I can't think of anybody that lies more, because they either lie about a story or they don't tell a story, which is lie by omission. So just by their lies of omission, they probably outlie even Biden himself.
That's pretty hard to do. All right.
Yeah, it is. But I want one more quick story. I got it fit in with the border. Child sex offenders, murder convict captured trying to enter illegally. The number increases. The border agents are nabbing. They nabbed two child sex offenders.
I just did that, Joe. I just did that article a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, that's right. You did. Yep. That was the same one. I remember I had it. I wanted to be sure we got it in. You're right.
That's not a good sign, Joe.
Because it went with
Joe.
All those border stories. I had it on the bottom. Yep. Yep.
That's not a good sign. The memory's the first thing to go, you know.
Go.
All righty. We'll be back.
Too many things on my desk.
All righty. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
Now, the end is near. If you're not saved, then you're hurting. It's him that you should fear. And that's the truth, I know for certain. He gave me life that's eternal. He kept me from going astray. He's God, and this I know, He did it His away. Regrets, he's had none. Not even one that I can mention. He saved you and I. He brought us through without exemption. He planned each charted course, a guiding light along the pathway. For sure, not more or less, he did it his way. Throughout ancient times, I know it's true, there was never anything that he couldn't do. My faith in him, never was any doubt. What he said, he carried out. All in all, as I recall, he did it his way. He lived, he suffered and died, but he arose in power and glory. In him, I now abide, for history is just his story. His word is where life's at, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me. He did it his way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not his reward, then he has not. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way.
All righty, we're back. And we're going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. And take some calls. We'll go to Steve in Cleveland. Hey, Steve, you're in the air.
Pastor Sanders and Pastor Joe, you guys are knocking it out of the park tonight.
Oh, thank you.
And Russ,
well, thank you, I guess.
You're welcome. You guys are great. You guys really are. I don't think you know how good you are together. You ought to listen to yourself online sometimes. You know,
well,
maybe you can pick up a few tips from yourself.
Well, we're together because nobody else will work with us.
Exactly.
People are out delivering pizzas or sleeping, huh? Rush used to call them the drive-by media. You know, drive-by, stick a microphone out. Hey, anything going on? They say, no, okay, well, we'll see you later. But that has been our problem, is the media, because my two questions would be, if you can ask, if you could just sit down with somebody that's somewhat honest to the media, but honest would be the wrong word, maybe buy them lunch or something. What news do you guys know that you don't report? And if somebody came out and told us and they said what it was, the question I'd say is, well, why didn't you guys report it? Then they'd have to give up the bug, and that's kind of why Washington wants to go to war and all that, whatever the direction they want to take us. But I got to find this thing off of Bannon's show, War Room, and but so, I'm just going to say it like this.
Here's the answer to your question. Sometimes, Steve, sometimes it can get people killed. There's things that you can't say anything about now. You'd like to,
right.
but it could get people because it would be too easy for them to find out where the information came from, and it could get those people, it could put them in a lot of danger. That's why sometimes we can't say everything we know.
I'm reading a book called 28 Years to Nowhere, so I'm almost halfway through it, but that kind of explains everything that's going on.
Yeah.
And somebody by the name of Larry Nichols, if anybody ever wanted to read that book, it'd be a nice you learn that there's different names in Arkansas. And Arkansas, stuff like that, they're like, you know, different, they're not cities, but they're just terms. People read the book, they're going to find out, like, what's really going on. But on Bannon, there was a girl, I believe she was the niece of somebody that's a resident somewhere in Washington, and her name was Ashley. I'm saying it like this. That I think the FBI might have published a diary for, if I ain't mistaken.
Oh yeah,
and,
you're talking about. I think you
well,
might be
it,
talking about.
It's online now, and I can't find it. But it's NAT something. It's not the name Natalie, but it's kind of spelled like that.
No.
.com.
Are you talking about Ashley
online.
Biden? Are you talking
you know
about?
What?
I have an article right here, National File Post. Contents of Ashley Biden's diary, and a previously reported Ashley Biden, Joe Biden's youngest daughter, left her diary under a mattress. Well, the long story goes on to say, she says that she recalls how her dad used to make her take showers with him when she was a young woman. And what happened was, that she suggests that this contributed to her sex addiction. She says, I've always been boy crazy, Ashley wrote, hypersexualized at a young age. I remember somehow being sexualized as a family member, having sex with friends at a young age, showering with my dad, she wrote in a January, but she doesn't say anything about other than that she showered with him.
I will find out the news site. The whole diary is online. You can read it. And the guy that has it, it's on the part of Real America's Voice on Bannon. They got the little 15-minute show clips that from the prior shows. They archive them for about a month or month and a half. But it's on there, and it was either yesterday or today. And I'll get you the website. And the guy says, that's the whole diary, and you can read it for yourself. But the FBI, I guess the people that deliver pizzas down there in Washington, and they all know, they knew it was real, but he's got it, and it's online, the whole thing, and you can read it. So I'll find you the website, and that was my main call. But if you read 28 Years of Nowhere, we're going to know a lot about from Mr. Bill Clinton on up, but it's all the same thing.
Larry Nichols. Yeah, Larry Nichols was, was a fellow that did the right thing. He knew that he paid a horrible price, but he stood his ground and he against the Clintons. He was a David going against Goliath and the whole machine. He was an insider, so he knew where all the bodies were buried. And Larry was like a pit bulldog. He wouldn't turn loose. He stood his ground. He did more. Larry Nichols did more to expose the corruption in the Clinton mob than the rest of us put together. So,
but if you follow how they do things, all people have a charity, and you know about Oprah Winfrey, stuff like that, but they're being exposed and all that, but they all have charities, and they all do the same thing. They want people to donate their money, and they're, you know, they live the perfect life, but
yeah.
Once they're exposed, what is the other side of the
I got to move on
why
because we got all the phones lit. But thanks for calling, Steve. Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts.
Thank you very much, Pastor Sanders. Now, as far as where America's heading towards, look to the 25 states that are supporting Texas.
That's 27 now.
Out.
Now there's 27.
You're, 27. Okay, 27. Okay. Now, with that said, you're seeing the dividing of America happening right before your very eyes, the genesis of it. Because eventually what's going to happen is the communist states, like where I live at, Massachusetts, is going to roll out the red carpet for communist forces to come in. And eventually, in states like my state and other states, the communists are going to enslave the native-born people and sell them like cattle. That's history. When a barbarian tribe takes over a civilized country, they enslave the people and do horrible things that they cannot see on radio. The South and Midwest, that coalition, eventually an area like that, if unchecked, will become very, very, very aggressive. Look to Augusto Pinochet back in the 70s when he used to drop communists out of helicopters. Imagine a right-wing dictator who was an American colonel, you know, taking down mosques, dropping commies out of helicopters, and doing like you would in some Latin American country. It's coming. I hope it doesn't happen in my lifetime. But Michael Young, who's a Green Beret, said, don't look for sparks, look for conditions. So the conditions are ripe for a civil war and an invasion all at the same time, and we're not getting out of this. What do you
think? Well, you're right. We've been telling people, you see what they're doing now. We started with telling them what Obama was doing. It was being prepared. But we were telling you since Biden was in office that all of these people were bringing in preparation for a civil war to take over the country. So, you know, it's not like it's been a secret. We've been saying this for over 3 years now.
But you see, I'll wrap it up with this. We're not in the kinetic phase yet. And the thing is that all those people coming over, those are going to be the foreign shock troops, the Lupin proletariat that's going to bust heads, break down doors. They will not care about the Constitution. And this Frankenstein monster is going to eventually bite our leaders in the rear end. September 11th was an example of that. And September 11th was one of the shots heard around the world for the eventual Islamic communist subjugation of America. Thank you very much, Pastor. God bless you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, let's go out to San Diego with Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
So I suspect if there is a civil war, be the red states against the blue states, the side that's going to prevail is going to be the side that maintains control of the military and the Federal Reserve Bank system. So, Pastor Ernie, if there's a fracture of the states, I actually think it's more favorable to expel the blue states. You'd be more likely to control the military and the banking system if you do that. If you secede from the Union, and it's what did in the South, the blue states will have control of the military and the banking system. But my question to you, Pastor Ernie, is what do you expect will happen to the loyalty of the military if there is a civil war?
Well, they've one of the reasons that they've done what they've done to to purge the military of the most patriotic people in there. But even those people that are in the military, even those that are not patriotic, they still have family out here. I have a feeling that our military will support the patriots. There's a lot of current military people. They're not top brass. They're not, you know, four-star generals, but there's a lot of colonels and majors out there that are still in touch with the retired generals and majors, and they are still American patriots, and they still have a lot of influence. So I got a feeling our military will go with us.
Well, okay, so my prediction is going to be this. I believe that the military is probably split down the middle, like the American people, half going with the Democrats and the other half going with the Republicans. There's probably going to be fighting between military units, and they're going to be fighting for control of the entire military. And that's how I see it's going to go.
Well, I would say, in my opinion, the Marine Corps, from what I know about what has been taking place, the Marine Corps will definitely go with the Patriots, with the true Americans. The Army is going to be split.
And most of the special ops will go with the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah. So,
all right, you guys, I'm going to let somebody else on the air now. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks. We got time for just one more call, just one more. And who do you think that would be? It's Clifford. Hey, Cliff.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey. Hi, Cliff.
One notation from LifeSite, a must-read is the letter from the Bishop Vizio from Jan 27. Really a brilliant letter. Click at the bottom, and it'll read that article in an AI woman's voice. That's LifeSiteNews.com, the letter from Vizio. Then also, I want to ask you about Hosea chapter 7, verses 8 to 12. It seems like Ephraim was mixed with the heathen and is now confused and not totally aware of what's going on. Would this be a punishment from the Lord, or just the result of drifting from the Lord and not being properly alerted by doing that?
I think I'm familiar with those verses. You say Hosea 7.
Okay. 8 to 12.
Yeah. When he's talking about Ephraim, he hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. Okay. Ephraim represented the northern kingdom along with Israel's capital, if you remember that, Samaria. In fact, if you go to verse 1, when I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, okay, and the wickedness of Smyrna. For they commit falsehoods, and the thief cometh in, and the troop of robbers spoileth without. And then verse 9 says, strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not, yet he, yea, gray hairs are here, and they're upon him, yet he knoweth not. And, of course, what that's referring to is, it said that, it's sad that when leaders, like here in America, when they have lost their ability to lead, does that sound like Obama? But don't realize it. Like remember with Samson, who was not, who was not the Lord was departed from him. Remember in Judges 16:20, he didn't know that the Lord had departed from him. And like Jerusalem collaborating in Christ's crucifixion, because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation. Remember Luke 19:44. And of course, what we just talked about, well, we didn't get to it tonight yet. We'll get to it this week. The church in Laodicea, thou knowest not that thou art what? Naked and poor and wretched. And so that's what he's referring to when he says about a cake not turned. So it's cooked on one side and raw on the other.
So it's almost like a result of separation from the Lord, basically.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, there you go. We're out of time. So, how much time do I have, Ken?
About 5 minutes.
Joe, you got 5 minutes to bring that invitation. Thanks for calling there.
Sure. The other day, we were doing a Bible study, and was looking at Luke chapter 7, and it was about the centurion. And the centurion, the short story, his servant that he loved was sick and about to die. And he sent the elders to go and ask Jesus if he would come. And as Jesus was approaching the centurion's home where the sick man was, he sent his friends out, servants out, and said, no, you know, don't come. He said, basically, I'm not worthy to come to you, but say the word, and my servant shall be healed. And I thought, say the word, that was just perfect, because who is Jesus? Jesus is the Word. We see this in John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was there in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made, heaven and earth. Christ the Creator. This Creator, God so loved the world, what he sent his only begotten. Begotten means coming forth from. The Son came forth from the Father, the physical Son from the spiritual Father. Came what? To be our intercessor. Came to take and have a substitutionary death. He went to the cross. He suffered as a man, not as God, as a man. He suffered horribly because not only was he beaten and punished and crucified, but the entire sins of the world were placed on his sinless, spotless soul. Every evil, wicked thing that's ever happened that will happen. And he took it willingly, went to the cross. The greatest act that's ever been recorded. Jesus made a way for you to be saved, to have eternal life. He willingly went to the cross, took your place, paid for your sins. Now, he made you an offer. He's made you an offer to become a son or daughter of God, to be a joint heir with him in everlasting life. But there's something you must do. And that is, well, the first word Jesus said in his ministry was repent. Repent. You must repent of your sins, and then you must call upon the Father and repent to God himself that you're sorry that your sins placed his only begotten Son on that cross for you, and that you are totally sorry, and you want forgiveness. And when you do that, then you can call upon Jesus and ask him to become your Lord, Lord of your life, all of your life. And you give yourself without reservation, without hesitation. And then you
1 minute, get Joe.
This miracle thing called the spiritual baptism, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God, and you are forever changed, and you become a child of the kingdom. But, Pastor?
I said you had 1 minute there. That's what I...
Oh, 1 minute. Thank you. You become then a child of the kingdom, a son or daughter of the actual living God himself. You have God dwelling in you. You become your own priest. Your body becomes a temple of God. And you, from that point on, start to learn more about him. You will find peace, joy, happiness that you've never, ever known. But it's a decision only you can make where you spend eternity, whether it's heaven or hell. And Jesus paid this phenomenal price so that you could have everlasting life, have a mansion in glory, and have peace in your heart, joy,
and Joe,
and rest
when,
here on earth
when the
in
pastor
this crazy
gives,
world.
Joe, when the pastor gives that, Joe, when the pastor gives that invitation, he's just the messenger. When he does that, folks, that's the Lord telling you to do it now. We're out of time for tonight, so until tomorrow, we want to do this. We want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless. And always, always,
always, always
keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.